Chapter 5. Once more it was Frosty Breath who came to tell Audun that the king had summoned him.
"But I thought he didn't want to see me again," said Audun, rubbing sleep from his eyes.
"A king can change his mind just like everyone else," the big dragon replied. "But be careful what you say. He seemed mighty worked up about something."
"I hope he has changed his mind," Audun said, suddenly feeling much more hopeful. "Why did you come for me? Still filling in for your friend?"
"I was on my way to the top," said Frosty Breath. "So I told my friends that I'd save them the trouble. I'm adding a curlicue to the first part of the chute. I thought an extra flourish would be fun."
"I went down your chute with Luli yesterday. I don't think I've ever had so much fun before. It's great that you can use your talent to make other dragons happy," said Audun.
Frosty Breath grunted. "I do what I can. It seems to me that a talent isn't worth much if you can't use it to help others."
Audun waved goodbye to the dragon as they parted ways. He hadn't discovered his own talent yet, but then few dragons did until they reached their 20th year. Although he wasn't worried, he hoped that his talent would be something worthwhile. His grandfather could fly higher than anyone else. His father could fly faster. His mother was as graceful as a drifting snowflake. But his grandmother's talent was so subtle that she didn't seem to do anything except sit with her eyes closed so that she almost appeared to be asleep. When she finally opened her eyes, she would tell Audun and his parents what the glaciers were saying deep in their depths. Sometimes she said they talked about the changes in temperature or what was in the water around them. Sometimes it was about the creatures that lived in the sea nearby. When two or more glaciers bumped into one another, regardless of whether they thundered or whispered, they usually talked about one another. As a little dragon, there had been times when Audun thought that his grandmother didn't really have a talent and that she was making it up, but everyone else seemed to believe her, and she always did know when a glacier was about to move or when there were new fish in the area. Sometimes dragons came to ask his grandmother for advice, and she would go off by herself to listen to a glacier. Eventually, Audun came to understand that she really was special, but it had never occurred to him that the king might think so as well. The more he thought about it, however, the more sense it made that a talent like his grandmother's could be valuable to anyone who watched out for the welfare of dragons who lived on and around glaciers. Audun had almost reached the audience room when he began to wonder what talents the other counselors might have. He'd been so concerned with getting the king to agree to help him that it hadn't occurred to him to ask his grandmother about the other dragonesses. Although most dragons knew about the king's history, little was generally known about the dragonesses who advised him. Audun hadn't paid much attention to them the last time he was in their presence, but he did seem to recall that they were older than Song of the Glacier, and at least one of them had looked at him with kind eyes. Perhaps she would help Song of the Glacier change the Dragon King's mind. Audun was about to enter the chamber when a dragon wearing the satchels of a messenger strapped to his back emerged, looking harried and tired. He nodded at Audun, who waited until the exterior door had closed before opening the door to the audience chamber. King Stormclaw wasn't seated on his stone pillar as he'd been during their last interview. Instead, he was pacing the length of the room, his tail twitching in agitation. The king stopped when he spotted Audun waiting nervously by the door.
"Come in, young dragon. No need to stand there looking like I'm about to rip off your head. You'll be pleased to hear that I've reconsidered. At first I thought you were crazy for wanting to learn how to turn into a human so you could be with a human who can turn into a dragoness. I'd never heard such a thing. And knowing who the dragoness is, I must tell you that I was tempted to lock you away for your own good. However, out of regard for your grandmother, I have reconsidered your request and am willing to give you the opportunity to show me that you deserve to be taught how to turn into a human. You will have to complete 5 tasks to prove your worth."
He gestured toward the dragonesses seated farthest from Song of the Glacier.
"Frostweaver will tell you what you must do."
Audun turned to the dragoness and bowed, so excited at the good news that he couldn't help but grin. The old dragoness was smiling at him when he looked up, and he could see that at least 2 of her fangs were missing. The flesh on her jaws was lined with wrinkles, and her white scales were dull and yellowed with age. Her blue eyes bore a filmy cast, but even so, he saw excitement gleaming in their depths. Frostweaver looked so fragile that he couldn't help but wonder if she could still fly.
"Good day to you, Audun, grandson of my new friend, Song of the Glacier. It gives me great pleasure to tell you of your task and to set you on the road to achieving your goal."
When the old dragoness waved a talon before her face, Audun thought she was about to fall over. It took a moment before he realized that she was using frost to draw a map in the air as if she were writing on ice. The frost shimmered and grew more solid until he thought he could almost reach out and touch it.
"Far from here," said Frostweaver, "lies the kingdom of Iridia. In the southern half of the kingdom, you will find the arid desert. Although many believe that the shifting sands harbor no life, we dragons know that is not true. You must fly to the arid desert and look for the rarest of all birds, which can be found only in the driest of lands." With a swipe of her talons, the map faded away, and the picture of a bird replaced it. The bird was ugly, with a bald head and small, piercing eyes. It looked scrawny at first, but as Audun watched, its body filled out until it looked like a different bird entirely. "You may find the Desica bird in either of its phases, but it is not the bird itself that you seek. Locate the bird and follow it to its nest, buried deep within the burning sands. Retrieve one of the eggs and bring it back here. If you are to succeed at your task, you must ensure that the egg remains intact and that the chick inside lives. Upon successful completion of this test, you shall receive your next task." Audun nodded, relieved that the task was so simple. Find a bird and bring back its egg. Yes, he could do that. He studied the picture as it faded, then bowed once more to the old dragoness and turned to leave. "Just a moment, young dragon," called Frostweaver. "You will need to take this with you."
Audun glanced back to see the old dragoness weaving strands of frost in the air in front of her, creating a band of silver and white. The band grew, becoming a square as wide as her wings could reach. When she finished, she tapped the center of the square, and it shrank until it was no bigger than the span of the outspread talons of 1 foot. Pinching the square between 2 talons, she handed it to Audun, saying,
"This will keep the wearer whatever temperature he needs to be and will grow or shrink to the necessary size. Remember what I said about the egg. I'll be looking forward to your return. Dragon speed."
Audun took the square from Frostweaver and bowed once more. He was tucking it into his wing pouch as Song of the Glacier came forward.
"I wish you well, Audun. Be careful in the desert and don't eat any spoiled meat. Safe travels."
It was the farewell he had longed to hear when he left his family only days before. The young dragon was on his way up the ramp when Hildi ran after him, calling his name.
"Is it true you're leaving?"
she asked, coming so close that the scales of their legs brushed together as she matched her pace to his. Although Audun had plenty of friends while growing up at the edge of the icy sea, they had all been boy dragons. All the dragonesses he'd ever known had been adults, so he wasn't sure how to react when Hildi persisted in touching him. It made Audun feel uncomfortable, and he moved aside to give her more room. She followed him, staying just as close until he was bumping against the far wall.
"Where did you hear that I'm leaving?"
he asked, picking up speed as he tried to put space between them. "I only just learned it myself. Does your talent allow you to see into the future?" Although he was half-joking, Hildi seemed to take him seriously.
"Actually, I don't have my talent yet. Frosty Breath told me that you were leaving. A dragon charged with cleaning your room for the next visitor told him so." "Things move quickly around here," said Audun.
Hildi shrugged.
"They usually do, although I wish they hadn't moved so quickly this time."
"Audun, do you really have to go?"
cried a voice as a small dragon launched herself onto his back.
"I do, short stuff,"
Audun said, laughing as he spread his wings. The little dragoness slid down just as she would the chute.
There is something important that I have to do.
Will I ever see you again, Audun?
Luli asked, but Audun could see that Hildi was waiting for his answer, too.
I'll be back before you know it, little one. This shouldn't take long at all.